take it in.
That's one, two, and three. And where does it get you? What are you even honking at? There's no one in front of you.
It's part of our culture, the noise. But honking is noise pollution. Hey, not my words. That's what the city calls it. So if you ride the horn, you could get a $350 fine. Today, we actually saw a cop enforcing the rule. And good for him.
This is Jerry from Nanuet, New York, and the honking is bugging me.
Ridiculous. Yes. People just don't have a clue.
What does honking really do, anyway?
Annoy you?
And remember, honking can backfire. Honk at me, I'll go slower, out of spite.
If you're mildly annoyed, let me hear your horn when you're mildly annoyed.
I do like this.
What about when you're really annoyed?
Like that.
We set up a little test. I pulled up to a red light, and when it turned green, I just sat there, didn't move. Seconds later...
And there it is.
Then I wondered, who honks more, men or women?
They're aggressive drivers.
And men are.
And impatient. So they just think honking the horn's gonna move somebody.
What do you think of that?
I have to agree. I'm impatient.
I don't get road rage. I don't get aggravated. I let people...
I'm actually angry about that right now. I'm gonna honk your horn for you because I have such a...
See, I told you it's guys. It's not us. It's you.
Okay, she has a point. Problem is, everyone blames everyone else.
It's always the taxi drivers.
You're the only ones who honk?
Yeah, taxi drivers, they always honking at people.
Everyone blames cabbies for honking the horns more than anybody else. What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, if he says so. I'm trying to save this city, confronting one honker at a time.
I just did honk.
Why?
Why? Because this guy cut me off, that's why.